Yeah.
Where did you go? You went to...
No.
You went to St. John first, right?
Yeah, I went to the wrong school. Yeah. Oh, are we done?
Yeah, we...
No, you went to the wrong school.
Yeah, he went to the wrong school, like
literally. I got there to St. John's and I thought I was a kid, so I take out the kids program.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm looking for these teams. And the lady or the man said to me, listen, this is the kids, what about program? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, kids, I'm at St. John's.
But still listen, welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You know when someone tells you, but you're welcome here, and I go, There's a way.
Right,
Aisha, come on. But you're welcome here as well. As I was saying, Millingham. I say, Mom, Dad, let's go.
And you literally walked from.
I walked and we're like, let's go across.
Jesus Christ, man. Well, welcome back, everyone. We have a special guest.
In the building. Bo.
And then who's the special guest?
Well, if you become a stranger to
how long? Class, when last?
And people forget your voice.
Hey, guys.
When last you had a good night?
Hey.
When last
you had a good night? Nah, this guy from Ipai.
Hey!
Keith.
Ah. Skip on, boy.
Hey.
Where have you been hiding yourself?
Hey, it's nice to be back. Hey. It's been a minute and a half in the Ramaphosa.
You know, someone was actually asking me, guys. Isaac was actually asking me every time I tell him I'm going to pod. It's like, do you guys get views? Who watches
Who listens to your shit?
Guys, please listen to us so that you can prove Isaac wrong.
Yeah, like our
But isn't he supposed to be listening to us?
He's supposed to know. He is one of the listeners.
He doesn't even know where to find us. Are we on Apple? Are we on YouTube? Where are we?
We're
everywhere.
Except YouTube.
Personally, it's on my Instagram, so I don't know about you guys.
Millennials in the room.
I represent this group. Partially, yeah. The views are not always my own, but yeah, you good people.
You get copyright
sometimes. Sometimes.
The views.
No, that's why you're not on YouTube.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, we're here, so let's talk, guys. What are we talking about today? What's important?
A lot of things in life are important, but my mom asked me about being on prep, which was a very interesting conversation. I was about to go to bed. She's like, listen, are you on prep? I'm like,
so she just brought it out the window.
She, out of left side, I'm like, I sleep at home every
so,
night.
Like, what told her that? Listen,
I don't know. I think
my girl's having sex. Not only is she having sex,
I don't know. I think we were having a mother daughter bonding moment.
How tall is your mom?
She's not taller than me, but she is. I don't want to offend anyone, but she's tall enough. She's above average.
Shave your lips.
No, your dad has your lips, no?
Yeah, it's a
daddy's lips.
What?
Because you have very nice lips. Now your dad has your lips.
Anyway, prep, guys.
So you want to visualize the dad.
And I'm like, yeah, that's a tricky one.
No, listen, these are my grandfather's lips. They've been passed down because, you know, they say
your generation.
Firstborn daughter,
generation.
Firstborn son. So this is me. My lips are from the Mthembu Khumalo side of the family. But yeah, she thought I was out there like that.
What gave her the idea that my daughter is
I don't know,
school?
Dog. It was like a random weekday.
She has school. Yes, she has very school.
It was a random weekday. No, this is what I was saying to Trops earlier. I didn't have the birds and the bees talk. I had the condoms and HIV talk.
Yeah.
So we've always been like, if you're gonna have sex,
and
condoms. I remember one time she told me when is the right time. She's like, and I said, when you're ready. She's like, okay, you're right. I wish you would have said this when you're married. I'm like, alright, dog, when you're ready, you're ready.
Yeah. What do
you're
you
ready,
you?
You're ready. And you went, what do you have to do? Condomize, great. So now she's like, crap.
So when last?
That's such a tricky topic, though.
Sure.
Your body will tell you when you're ready. Because like, we are kanyela already. Is that my body telling me I'm ready?
Hey, bro, an erection and being horny is two different things.
An erection and being horny?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Explain me. Please.
How?
Please.
What you're saying is not make sure.
Yeah, for me.
No,
for me.
Because
so
you guys are always saying, sometimes,
explain
you know, wakes
me.
Up on his
no, yeah, it
an
does.
Erection and being
yeah.
horny.
So
no,
that's,
okay.
Yeah,
works saying and.
Not works and.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not horny. You're
not
horny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it, yeah.
Just because your condition.
I'm not even.
Yeah. And you're not even horny. But also, sometimes you can be horny but not have an erection.
Mm.
So, like, you can just crave
yeah.
the touch of a woman. You just, you know, you want something.
Oh,
But you're not even rich.
Yeah, you guys are right.
Yeah.
No. I was thinking about, I know these feelings, I understand.
They just had to be put into context.
Yeah. I'm glad you understand.
Yeah, I understand.
No, but would you guys go on prep? I wouldn't mind. I'm on a shit ton of meds anyway, so we might as well add one that keeps me safe.
So I want to go on prep. I have one that keeps you safe. Because, like, I might just, like, get busy in life, you know? So I want to go on prep to see how things go.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Exactly. Even if you're not like out in the streets.
So why not use a condom?
Condoms suck,
bro. Bro.
I don't know. Like, I think we're at that stage of our lives. We can all be honest. Let's all be honest. Show of hands. Who used a condom the last time they had sex?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I had
sex. I mean, I'm wearing it school.
I think, yeah.
When was the last time you used it? Okay, actually, the right question should be, when was the last time you used a condom? Lelo, when was the last time you used a condom?
Last year.
Okay, but it has to be contextualized as well.
Yeah.
Last time I used a condom was the beginning of, probably, what? 2021, 2020, but then I got into a long-term relationship. We did the HIV test thing. But even then, like, niggas are dodgy.
The condom was just, it was a mere suggestion.
I was like, I genuinely don't even know the price of condoms, but that's just because, like...
If a girl's in an issue, yeah.
I say it.
The last time I used a condom, I think it was around 2021 as well. It was the time I had come back from Cape Town, Nombali, and we used a condom. Like, Isaac had just given me random, what are these?
Please look up the price of condoms.
Durex something. Feather like Durex, and Isaac wanted me to try them out, and I tried them in Bali, and I was like, oh, okay, this is
actually nice.
Is it real feel? He gave me something to try, and I was like, oh, I'll try this, because, you know. And then I tried it. That was the last time we used a condom.
I feel like all of us here, we don't know the price of condoms. Let's look up
the price. I don't. But the only person...
How much are condoms? They're very expensive right now.
The last person
Jimmy, just look that up.
Yeah. And Lucky, when was the last time you used a condom?
It was last year, actually.
Last year?
Yeah, last year.
A 3-pack is actually not that bad. It's...
But now I must buy...
A 3-pack for how much?
Wait, how much is it? Say.
$77. Like...
Which one?
Or for Durex...
For Featherlight.
For the Featherlight.
Featherlight Ultra, yeah.
How many condoms do you use per round?
Per round?
Per session.
One round is one condom per session.
No, because I mean, you guys are always saying you never. It's not like a round equals a busting a nut. So
yeah, no, hey, you guys, use a condom up until it dries up, right?
Guys, a round is busting a nut though. It is not a round if you haven't busted a nut. Then what's a round?
Lama, I don't know because
he round busts.
No, what if she busts and then you?
I was about to.
Is that a round?
I see counting.
Hey, we love the patriarchy.
Ladies catch yours because they don't care.
I mean, the way I'm catch yours. That's a round.
I agree with you, Joe. Because honestly, there's no.
No, the rounds can be a different. Whatever.
But the argument.
Truthfully, you don't need to. Shall I round out six? But
no, but the argument is
no. That's standard round.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And also, now, every time I want to have sex...
But
it's
just age.
No, wait, listen. Every time I must want to have sex, I must spend $80 on the condoms.
Nah. When I could just get prepped and be...
Yeah. In school.
And also,
now, if we're in the shower together, do I have to now rush to the... and get condoms because we're in the shower?
Guys, the thing is, I wish... Guys, listen. I want us to live in a society. I want us to live in a world, in a society where we can all be honest with each other. I sit on social media, I sit when we're having conversations, we're all lying. People lie about, oh no, I use condoms, oh this and this, oh condomized. Guys, for the sex lives that you guys claim to be having, there is no ways that you're...
There's a disconnect.
It's not make sure.
Yeah,
because
there's a disconnect.
We all want to have spontaneous sex. We all want to have that, you know, that... surprise round that you didn't expect
in the kitchen.
In the kitchen now, I must run.
But let's be honest, guys. And there's actually a proof, a corner available
that you guys are not using condoms. Yes,
right.
We see the babies that you'll pop every other month.
I'm not okay, but I'm going to like belong to a pump card. And there are still your people are still.
You might know this better. What are the current stats in terms of HIV and AIDS in this country, really, right now? Per province or per what?
I haven't been.
Because I don't know the stats. Like, I don't even know if they're out, those stats.
No, they're
And are they 2011 census?
Right now, because
what,
of,
what steps are you looking for?
No, I just want to understand, have we moved forward or moved back in terms of
I think the infection rate might be at its lowest it's ever been, but it's still
high. Is it at its lowest though?
Yeah.
Then at least we're making progress.
But it's still very high because we were the highest.
Yes. Mm, but at least if it's still high, but it's at its lowest.
Yes.
Then we know.
Because of things like prayer.
Yeah, that is why you need people to stay on my ARVs up so that it gets to a point whereby you can't even detect it.
Yes. That
way they can't transfer. I imagine the biggest problem is, hey Joe, I'm going to buy a default and my penis up because for some reason there's still that stupid stigma.
For any reason.
Yeah. If you are HIV positive.
For any reason, God forbid, if I had to get HIV or AIDS or whatever it should be, why would you not take that pill? That's the one pill you should take.
There's insane side effects. No, there's like, there's insane side effects. You hear people who have cancer, we have all the. Sometimes
but
you
see,
just
when
like,
you speak of the
now.
That's what I'm scared of with the prep thing, Uti. Now.
No, but people have said there's no.
There's
side
no side effects.
Effect.
So
why does this pill get
so? So the last time I was doing anything near HIV was when I was working for that company that makes that very famous a headache medication. But at that
time, the cake.
What?
The cake. They got Dr. Cindy, which is like.
The other one. I don't wanna mention them because we might go sideways with a lot of things. Yeah. Yes. And who knows? They might wanna employ me later. Yeah. But from what I've learned that time, so
employ my friend. What
The way it works is, fine, let's start with just simple HIV, right? Yeah. Right now they've got that new, the newest molecule, which is called dolutegravir, which is like, because back in the day you used to have to take like 4 pills different times a day. That was the combination.
Way back,
so now they've put the whole combination into one little biliki that you can take in the morning or whatever, right? But the other medications are still around. And so they'll start you, if you test for HIV right now, I believe, and I stand to be corrected, but they'll put you on the newest molecule, which is a triple combination of DTG, DTG is dolutegravir, it's the new one, and then 2 of the old ones, right?
Do you know the molecule, Shanley? So what are these pills having then? Like, what's going on in there, and what are they doing to the body? That's my biggest concern.
That's a whole different... They're not doing anything to the body, but let's just start with this. So, you tested HIV positive,
yes.
You're about to start on meds, they're going to start you on that new one, okay. Right? If you default on that and for some reason you get resistance, they keep stepping you down to the other ones that still work. But remember, when you come back with a new model, it's new and improved, less side effects. But if you fail on that one, the only other option is the one with a lot of side effects.
So it's anytime you default, you're now forced to go to this other
if one. You have resistance.
Yeah, if your body is not...
So if you keep taking it like... not necessarily your immune system, but okay, let's do a crash course in pharmacology. You know when they give you antibiotics and they say this is a 7-day course, you're gonna feel better around about day 4, but keep taking it until 7 days.
Yeah,
it's because there's something called a Cmax, a concentration max, right? Concentration max is the most effective. And look, I haven't done pharmacology officially in a really long time, but it's in layman's terms, it's the amount of the molecule that works the best, right? At this Cmax, it's going to kill all the bugs, but you need to maintain that Cmax because you take a pill every day, your body takes out the drug, but there's a little bit left. So if you stop at day 4, all the bugs aren't dead. It comes back, it's fighting back the meds. Now it knows the meds, it's like, nah, we don't fuck with that antibiotic. So what do you do now when you get sick again with the same bug that doesn't work on that antibiotic? You have to take another one. It's sort of the same with TB.
But
my
body
resistance.
Can still produce these things naturally, right?
No. For the ARVs.
Not ARV, I'm just saying now antibiotics vibes.
No.
So how come if I leave antibiotics before 7 days, I still get better? I'm still like, fine. I don't get sick again.
Yeah, but you're risking getting a super bug that knows how to, that can, has, that has evolved.
So when
evolved,
you get sick again, it's
going to be,
later,
it's
going to be much worse.
Okay,
and that
okay.
means you now have to be on antibiotics for like 2 weeks now.
Mm.
And then after a week, you're like, fuck it, I'm all right. Okay, cool. 2 months later, you have a super bug. if you keep going at that, you get to a point now when you have to be hooked up to an IV drip on super, super
but
drugs.
Also, antibiotics stink, you know? Now your pee smells like antibiotics.
They gotta...
Your body smells like antibiotics.
Really? I mean, it's only like my pee. I know the pee. I can smell the antibiotics.
It's the same with any kind of medication. So, like, if this... And
please explain to the ladies out there who are on the pill and antibiotics and how that can affect and then people get pregnant.
Yeah, stop fucking. Yo, fuck. Yo.
I'm in this thing. Please.
Guys, yes, me. I am not. Whoa.
Stop giving the stocks business.
I
give Maddie stocks business by taking the pill and the antibiotics at the same time.
All right.
Next thing is, I miss my period.
We are swaying. We are swaying left. But the point is, the side effects thing is from the old drugs.
Yeah.
So like there's one that used to be used for PEP, which is post-exposure prophylaxis. So if you think you've been exposed to HIV, then you go, you get that 1 month one. Right?
Yeah, PEP, is that the PEP?
PEP, yeah, that's PEP. And it was
is it 1 month?
Yeah.
PEP is 1 month?
Yeah.
Yo,
guys. I didn't know it was 1 month.
PEP is a month.
I thought it was a day or
1 month.
No, PEP is a month.
So there's a guy who's lied to me. I have to take this out. There's a guy who's lied to me before. Random guy back in UJ days. After that's why I went PEP, or shy PEP for 2 days.
I was like, I'll never drink this thing.
He got sick so much, and then in one time, but again,
it's the old stuff. So that like one of the things they knew about that TE combination, and which is why now they use the DTG combination in PrEP, I believe. Pharmacologists and doctors are free to correct me, but that T, the E part of that TE, apparently had psychological side effects.
Apparently, though, so HIV AIDS does give you a bit of a. We are
going into very grey waters.
I don't know.
He's trying to discount everything he's ever heard.
I have to say these things that I've heard because they are out there.
Okay.
They say when you are either HIV must be high, normal, so full blown AIDS. There is a psychological something that happens.
Because your white blood cells are not going to...
I don't know what it is.
But it's AIDS.
Is that when you go...
It's acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. And a syndrome is a collection of diseases. It's not AIDS is not a disease. It's a whole bunch of diseases that you got because the HIV
what causes
got so
the,
bad.
The...
That I don't know. I did not do research coming here. I did not think I would be in this position.
We ask these questions.
Trying to, I don't know.
It's not a stigma.
I don't know, but I mean, look.
It could be. AIDS,
it could be.
I'm dying.
But if you're getting cancer at your AIDS stage, anything is possible.
Can I ask you a question, right, Lelo? With all these advancements that have been made, right? Now they're getting us to a point where you can prevent infection. You can prevent this and this and this, but we still can't have a cure. Because it seems like the business is in making sure that people are scared enough to not get it and buy this PrEP and buy the PEP. Mm. People are scared enough to be on, to try and stay alive using the ARVs, but we don't have that one pill that just eradicates it. Why? That sounds
okay,
like business to me.
I'm gonna do 3 steps. The first, which is the science of HIV. Mm-hmm. The second, which is the few people who've been cured. And then my personal post-COVID...
Please don't tell us about Dr. Sebi and...
No.
Okay.
The third one is my personal post-COVID... risking not getting a job in pharmaceuticals anymore. So, if you look at a tree, right? Flowchart, right? So, if something is going to be a cure, it cures all possible things at the bottom. So you have HIV at the top. So it's clads, if I'm not mistaken. So little groups of HIV. So if this is a molecule, it's got like little groups. This drug has to attack all the little groups. 100% of the time. It's sort of like when you get a lung transplant or any kind of transplant, it has to match.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not even just like a 50% and you're kind of risking it. It has to be 110%. Now, HIV has multiple clads. The HIV we have, well, back in the day, it used to, before cross-border movement and when we were still, you know, everyone was still pretty much in their own country, different regions had different types of HIV. Just geographically, right? But now, long distance truckers, the HIV clans are kind of different. So, if you
wait, did you just blame HIV spreading throughout the continent on truckers?
No, there is, they are
you truck drivers, you filthy bastards.
No, by the way, they are actually a very high risk group. They are very high risk. But back to why HIV is difficult to cure. So you have HIV at the top, right? HIV has four major clads.
Yeah.
Each of those have their own little clads. Each of those subs have their own little subs. Each of those subs have their own little subs, right? Mm-hmm. And now imagine the HIV in Ghana and the HIV that we have. They're completely different. They are number
asking
one.
Asking them to have the same pill for them.
That's the first thing. Okay. Second thing is, our HIV is changing its molecular form according to the drugs that we have. We've already spoken about how it's evolving. The Ghana one is already also evolving to the medication and whatever it's having. And then we cross the two, and now we have this new one that has different. It's difficult to get a cure because it's changing and it evolves so quickly. It mutates, that's the correct word. It mutates so quickly that the money it would cost to get a cure, and if we could find it, if we could work fast enough to get a cure, we'd have to perpetually have one, probably what, every year, every 6 months,
every different cure.
Yeah. And that would mean knowing what is changing on the HIV in order to get the drug and test the drug, make sure it's safe for people. And normally a clinical trial is 10 years to make sure something is safe. COVID aside, that's a whole different.
Yeah, pandemic and trials. So that's a different.
It's for Panada to have been on the rack.
Yeah.
It went through clinical trials for a good 10 plus years. Before it was sold in your Dis-Chem and your whatever. And even after that, there's post-marketing surveillance because maybe Trops has that one gene in him that makes him allergic to Panado that we didn't know about.
But now COVID has made all of that null and void.
No, it's not null and void. It's a completely different conversation. But that's something
like a pandemic,
else, right?
It's something completely.
Oh, the rules
different.
Are like no, we've just.
But it's just completely a different set of situations. Like right now, imagine if we're still sitting with hard lockdown because we're doing a 10-year clinical trial.
So essentially, what they did is the burden.
What are they saying about the reports that have come out and these negative reports that have come out?
Look at it this way. We didn't do anything different. We just jumped forward because it was necessary at the time because millions of people are dying. So we've jumped forward, but that 10-year stuff, the data still needs to go on.
Yeah.
So that's a whole different argument. But now back to the part where there's four people in the world that have been cured of HIV. Right?
Oh, really? So there's
B. Don't get excited.
Yeah, go.
Don't get excited.
Don't get excited.
These people had leukemia, very bad leukemia, zero blood cells, just decimated on their deathbed. They got a bone marrow transplant. That new bone marrow, they had nothing in their system.
Okay.
No, HIV can't infect anything because they have nothing. You've given them new cells and they're probably already on meds for HIV. So what does that do? It eradicates the HIV. This is like a layman's term, but you can't replicate that. I can't give you cancer in order to cure.
So that was
HIV.
One person. And how did Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson
hasn't been cured.
He's still got HIV.
He's still got HIV.
It's three or four people.
But he's living with it.
We take it, Dr. Sebi. Yeah, okay. Oh, is Magic Johnson Dr. Sebi's kid?
I don't know, but basically, all science knows is the only way to be cured of HIV is if you've had leukemia, you decimated your blood system, and you got a blood bone marrow transplant.
I want to know, can I eat someone's placenta and get stem cells?
Why are you eating placenta?
Stem cells are the new shandies. Is there a way they should be stored and whatnot? And
where are you reading this?
You can't eat.
How does it work?
What science journals are you reading?
No, but how does it work? No,
where are you? Wait, first, you know.
All that shit.
I don't know, like, honestly, traps. Joe, where did you get this stuff?
Man, how do stem cells
No, work? Wait! Hey. Answer the question first. Where did you read this?
No, you guys don't know about stem cells?
Hey.
And how no, oh, eating someone's shit and...
No, I said that. I want to understand stem cells, how they work, and maybe they are...
This is becoming a science podcast, but okay.
Really, but no, I really understand how stem cells work, because a lot of people are like, it's not even a new thing. It's just that other countries are scared to experiment with them and approve them.
I wonder why.
Shandies. But they work.
I don't think it's that.
Almost there. Placentas.
No, but also stem cells are hard to get. Mm-hmm. And it's again the whole thing of it has to match you, if I'm not mistaken.
But I want to understand, how should it be consumed? Like,
you can't consume it.
Why do you want to
consume it? How does it work?
Why are you consuming
it? So these, how do they...
It's a better idea.
It has to go into your vein.
Via, that's what I'm asking.
You can't just be... Okay, first of all, let's contextualize. Why know about the stem cells for what?
Youthfulness.
Ask for help.
No, man.
I don't... You can't use stem cells for youthfulness.
He lost his usefulness the moment he said all lives matter.
Yeah, because you can't fuck with white people and expect to stay young. Anyway,
shit. Can you say that?
Yes, we've done said it.
I said what I said. You can't.
No. When I say youthfulness, I'm not talking about like my face, my skin, whatnot. I'm talking about bones, muscle, whatnot. Like youthfulness in your body to feel like you're actually. To feel like I'm 13.
Bro, there's so many more steps before stem cells. Just take a vitamin B. What is it? B something, man. Hey, B.
Which one is that one? Well, maybe B-co. Feel 13. I want to feel 13.
Oh, you'll never feel 13 again in your life.
Dalai Lama.
Nah. Suck my tongue.
Somebody
Why 13? Why not 18? Because 18, you're like at your peak physical condition.
No, 13 at your peak. I mean, okay.
There's a whole industry that's thriving off of trying to make people young. And it's just a scam. You can't.
But
you can't
so fight the vitamin B, is that also a vitamin B?
That's
whatever.
That's just rejuvenating your body.
Yeah, I need that shit.
Just go get a B complex.
I feel like we've digressed.
But anyway,
I want to know about PrEP. So then, PrEP, what are we doing? What are we saying?
But
PrEP is. This is what I was told, because I was like, I'm not on medical aid. I don't have money to add another. She's like, it's free in clinics.
It is free in public clinics. Like, come on, dog.
No.
If something is free, you're the product.
How? It's free from the government.
Oh, Vits and there. Vits, there's so the many things
of,
going on.
The likes of Vits. So, funny enough, my mom works for RHI. Mm. The likes of Vits. Your government cannot do anything for its own, on its own. Mm-hmm. Your government gets money. Treasury says, we're going to use this much. DOH is like, fuck no. Let's put out feelers and say, okay, we need A, B, and C done.
Yeah.
Companies will come through. We tell them, okay, Trops, your company is going to be in charge of making sure that Ekurhuleni has A, B, and C. You get it done. These are your targets. You get given the money. Yada, yada, yada. So it's not free.
Not to go off topic, but to go off topic, this is how G4S got the contract as well. Because our government correction service couldn't build a fucking prison. But they can build.
But it's delegation. That's how governments work.
But there's nothing wrong with delegations. Like everyone has to meet their KPIs.
Can't have a prison that has a profit motive.
We're talking about PrEP, not best,
but
how does it work?
But that happens all over the world.
A prison of the profit motive.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think America's
built on? America's built on that. They're prisons.
I don't even... America, actually, right? I don't even think America has public government prisons. Prisons. It's the prison industrial complex. But that's not what we're talking about. But government... I don't know where... There is... I don't know if I should say that. But there is apparently a trial for a 1-month injection for PrEP.
I would like to go on that.
I would, because I don't fuck around with pills. Like, just,
yeah, I don't like
just jogger me once.
So you go on a trial, 1 month injection.
Yeah.
No, but sucks. when you say a trial, it's not like, ooh, we found something new, we want to try it. It's literally like the same shit that, like, he's taking in a pill form, and we're just...
It's still a trial, and they're trying it on me.
Then don't
so
take...
you want the end result.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no.
Do the trials, make sure it's safe, it's clean, it's correct, and then...
So you'd never be like...
Of all the things testing. Of all the things that you do in life, you really think PrEP injection will kill you?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know what best
like,
that was.
This was
the whole argument at the beginning of COVID. Like, oh, we don't know what they're putting in it. You don't know half of the shit they're putting in a McDonald's beef, quote unquote, patty.
The nuggets. You can taste this.
This is not beef. This is not chicken. What the fuck is this? But like, you're still eating it.
I recently found out that the reason McDonald's fries are as great as they are is because they fry them with beef flavoring in the oil. So sorry for the vegans. Don't eat McDonald's fries. But you don't know that
really?
You don't eat it.
That makes so much sense, because those fries
so
are banging.
Bad, yeah?
You are chowing. So,
those fries bang, guys. Especially when they come out hot and crispy. Yeah. And,
like, don't throw glass. Don't what's that saying? Don't throw stones if you live in a glass house.
Home, yeah.
Like, unless you are pure, you're eating vegetables and chickens from your garden and whatever.
You are not.
No, but the whole vegan thing.
You're not mixing.
They say you kill more things trying to be vegan, because I don't know, to produce something, those vegan things, you kill more animals actually in certain environments.
Yeah, because you're taking their food.
So my information, I get by either reading something or a podcast or whatever, but
I feel like you didn't like referencing in university. You're like, trust me, dog.
There's a reason I didn't complete the master's and I was left with the paper. I was like, no.
Give us your sources. Trust me, dog.
It's too much. I love that, man.
No, but thank you so much, Lelo. It's very attractive when you talk about science and stuff like that.
Shout out to my mother who taught me about
cheers.
Ching ching, cling ping ping.
Little hey, little ho.
Now,
little
my
HIV.
What?
Hello.
HIV and...
How many went to
you? Do you know what the funny thing is? There's one clear story that I remember when I was a kid. And it's funny because, growing up with white people, there was this little girl, and this is like way before Jehovah. When we were still living in Klagstorp, there was this little girl. She was a pageant princess. Her parents took her to the States. She was doing a lot, and she came back from the States, and she's like, "Ooh, my daddy has a condo," and I was like, "A condom? You know, you should really use those."
Condom.
And she ran to the teacher, and I got into shit because
you said the word condom.
Yeah, because I heard condom. King condom.
Word, yeah.
I am a South African.
Nobody in South Africa uses the word condom.
I am
in
townhouse.
To this day, man. What's a condo? Is it
it's a townhouse?
It's a townhouse. A condo is a townhouse. Okay.
Guys, what's a condo? These two. Me now when I hear the story.
No, that was the story. I told her that you should definitely use condoms when you're having sex, but that's not like children's things.
Was it a white girl?
Of course.
She ran and told the teacher.
She told the teacher and I got shitted out.
Layla wants to use
and
a condom.
And then I went home
Layla
and I told my mom that she's like, I'm proud of you.
Well done.
Don't tell that to other little kids, because she realized I'm like, yeah, she's teaching her kid. I was not even in grade 1.
You're teaching L.O. before L.O.
I was condomized. Condoms
are important, guys.
No, guys, I'm looking at like a shit list. Have you? Oh.
Oh, no. Yeah, but for real. No, you know, like, take our information with a grain of salt.
Also, PrEP does not...
PrEP does what?
Herpes is forever, guys. Yeah. PrEP doesn't help you from... It doesn't stop you from STI.
I wanted to ask that. Like,
shit.
So,
actually,
do we have a pill that can stop all STIs?
No.
All of them?
No.
Hey, I really share a story,
guys,
but...
It's like we are dedicated to school, no?
Yeah, like, you guys are trying that by any means necessary.
I wanted to share a story.
Because school is nice, guys. You can't go back. You can't go back.
Okay, I can share the story, guys.
Share the story.
I once had an STI, and because I thought of the person that I was, I went to the doctor saying to him, I have a urinary infection. I was like, I'm sure I have a urinary infection.
You know,
when I dropped David, you know what it says? Like, no,
nah,
no,
bro.
you have an sexual infection. What are you saying to me right now?
It's a UTI.
It's a UTI. I'm sure this is a UTI because no. How can I do
it? I googled the symptoms. They say
it's yeah, UTI. That's hectic.
So how do they do it? Do they smash your penis?
No. It's a simple injection. They gave me an injection. And
what do you got to drop now?
Yeah, when you have a drop here, they have to... Opa!
Wait, what? I'm sorry, I don't have a dick. Wow, I don't know what that
okay,
is.
Blow my shit out there.
Hold on. They do what?
That's not true. No,
it's not true. That's
an injection. They gave me an injection. And
so
I was
back
fine.
In the day, though, back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
My main shy.
There's two. Hit it out.
but actually, this is useful information. Boys out there, if you guys have whatever and you're feeling something tight in your penis and you can't pee, don't wait for that thing for a week or 3 days or whatever. Don't wait it out. As soon as you feel uncomfortable, go to the fucking clinic, go to a doctor.
And don't tell them it's a UTI.
And
you'll
be
them.
And yeah, and you'll get help. But don't wait it out. Don't wait
Let
it out.
Let the doctor tell you what it is. And also herpes is forever, guys.
Herpes is forever. Yeah.
I got you.
It's not
Asha
great.
Is my favorite artist. So
Asha Ben.
Let it burn.
Speaking from experience.
Wow. That's a good one. Let it burn.
Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for the information, Lelo.
Yeah, man.
I hope
yeah.
it's right. Can the doctors jump on and give these guys more explanations? I'm tired. And you guys are always asking me these questions when
actually,
I'm lit.
But
good doctors, they are not to Nandi.
The good doctor.
Yeah.
Where's Dr. Cindy when you need her? But anyway.
R.I.P.
Good day and good night. We love you all. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers, man.
Survive Mampara, guys. It's tough.